Hello, everybody. Welcome to the One Wyoming podcast. I'm Kevin McKinney. Of course, Wyoming is at the Mountain West Media Days in Las Vegas, both the Cowboys and Cowgirls. Orion Thorburn had an opportunity to catch up with a couple of the outstanding Cowgirls, Emily Melema and Allison Fertig.
Welcome back to the One Wyoming podcast. Ryan Thorburn here. I'm pleased to be joined right now by two great Wyoming Cowgirls, Allison Fertig and Emily Melema. We're here in Las Vegas at the Mountain West Media Days. Allison, first of all, I'll start with you because you were named preseason co-Mountain West Player of the Year. Obviously, you've had a great career so far, but what does that mean to you to kind of get that preseason honor?
Yeah, it's a blessing just to be recognized by the conference and by our rivals and stuff like that. But in the end, I'm just really honored and grateful for a team that has put me in a position and coaches and teammates that trust me to be in a position that I am today. And just it's been amazing to play with them. And once again, like it's a preseason accolade, so I just have to go out and prove it. So.
Yeah. When you were, you know, growing up and obviously playing at Douglas High School in Wyoming and dominating in high school, what was kind of your, I guess, in your mind, your dream for your career at Wyoming? And now that it's winding down, what is the senior year? What are kind of your expectations?
Yeah, at the beginning when I was being recruited to Wyoming and I eventually committed, you know, I wasn't expecting much. I was like, okay, I'm going to come in. I'll try to do the best I can. But now that I've been put in a position where I am a leader and a big part of Wyoming Cowgirl basketball, it's just really taking that role on, like being, like having pride and confidence in that role and trying to grow more as a player, but also as a teammate and leader on the court. And so I'm really excited for this season, and I think we can do great things and go pretty far this year. So,
yeah, I mean, you guys are picked second in the coaches poll behind UNLV. They've had quite a run here the last few years, and then just ahead of Colorado State, and they had, you know, an impact transfer, and they have a really good team coming back. Emily, kind of with six seniors and all the experience you guys have, do you feel like the team's ready to handle kind of those preseason expectations?
Yeah, I think we're really excited with our returners. A large group of our core group is back and really excited to see how our young group can contribute to that and kind of work their way into it as well. And we have a really fun non-conference schedule, so excited to see how that can kind of prepare us for a great conference schedule and hopefully make a run late in March.
Obviously, you guys were in the same recruiting class with Tess Barnes. I think they went 3 for 3 on that class, hitting home runs there. What's your first memory of Allison?
Oh, man, that's a great question, actually. Well, we were roommates my freshman year, and I remember kind of right after I committed, one of us reached out to each other over Instagram, and we kind of DM'd and talked a little bit. And, you know, when we first came in, little freshman summer, so I think we really leaned on each other during that time. That's a really tough transitional period for anybody. So I think me and Allison really leaned into each other then, and I think since then I've grown a really strong relationship.
Allison obviously got thrown right into the fray as a freshman and was Mountain West Freshman of the Year. You were able to learn from Tommy Olson and Quinn Weidemann for a couple of years, an extra year. They came back for an extra year. Last year you were obviously the full-time point guard and a leader on the team. How have you evolved in terms of being a team leader?
Yeah, really grateful that I had 2 years to learn from those two really great Cowgirls. And I think, you know, stepping in and owning the role of being a really great leader. And I think as a point guard, that's really important for me to be able to connect on and off the court with the girls and, you know, be that constant for them. And I think that's something that I'm still working on right now and hoping that's, you know, an area that, you know, me and Allison and Tess for sure are able to step into this year and really own.
Allison, Heather said one thing you did this offseason was got in the best shape of your life for your senior year. What was your training like, and how does that help you maybe expand your game a little bit?
Yeah, so the end of the year, we have just like end of the year coaches meetings, like individual coaches meetings. And one thing was they just asked me to be in better shape so I could get up and down the court, like we could push and transition and stuff. So I took that to heart, and like I took it as a challenge. And so this summer, I wouldn't say like the things we did were different than previous years, But I would say the big things for me was I came back a little earlier, so I was here for much of the summer, so I got more training in. And also when we did like conditioning drills, I didn't just want to survive it, I wanted to beat everyone else in it. And so that was like just changing my mindset. And so I think that was the biggest thing that helped me actually take that step and get into the best shape I've been in, is just changing my mindset and not relying on, oh, I'm going to survive these drills. No, I'm going to be the best at these drills. So
I'm going to piggyback on that, and she'll be humble about it, but Allison had an incredible offseason, and I think, you know, the Cowgirl fans had a really fun time the last 3 years watching her, but they should be really excited about the year that she's had about to have. And she's dominated, you know, since the season ended in March, and I think, or April actually, but really truly an incredible offseason. I think everyone should be really excited to see what she can do.
Yeah, Allison, I mean, you had some great battles with Desiree Young at UNLV. She's out of eligibility. I'm sure they reloaded. I'm sure there's other really good bigs in the Mountain West, but you also had Marta the last 3 years to kind of back you up, and if there was foul trouble or if you were tired, you had Marta. I know you have some good freshmen coming in that you're training right now, but was that part of the motivation? Like, okay, Marta's gone, I might have to play 30, 35 minutes a game and be even more dominant. Was that kind of the motivation there?
Yeah, definitely. Marta was a great backup for me. There was like no drop off when she went in, so that was awesome. I have the opportunity to play more just because of the position I am with graduating Marta. But it also is a great opportunity for some of the new girls to step up and get some of those minutes. We might just have some like lineups we haven't seen in the past couple years, like just stuff like that. But yeah, just really taking that role on and being like, okay, I'm gonna have to play longer, but not just longer, I have to play consistent the whole time I'm in. So that was a big key for me.
Emily, normally you guys would be the oldest leaders on the team, but it's kind of a unique team because you have Olo Stauska back for her extra year. McKinley Dickerson obviously went on a Mormon mission. Now she's back. They were actually here during the COVID year and won the Mountain West Championship, which seems like a long time ago. What's that dynamic like having so many older players?
Yeah, I think all of us have different ways that we're able to lead. It's really cool to have six seniors. So each of us are really good at leading, but in different ways for sure, which I think has been really great for us. And obviously for those two, having the experience of winning a Mountain West championship, I think is going to be great for us. And hopefully we can lead our way back into that atmosphere and stuff like that. So I think, yeah, again, six seniors is a lot of us. And I don't think any of us are trying to overpower anyone. And I think we all have really great techniques and skills and ways that we lead, and the way that we can lead the younger girls and each other. So I think that's going to be really exciting for us next year.
Yeah, and I mean, Melina Peterson's only a junior, but she's played so much basketball for you guys. You have some transfers coming in that have played, you know, at Gonzaga and other places at a high level that you're familiar with. Allison, can you speak on some of the new pieces maybe that have stood out in practice?
Yeah, we have a great new group of girls. Starting with the freshmen, they just, four new freshmen, they all bring something new to the team. We got some height in there, we got some good ball handling, and just some, like, a couple of them are just really pretty strong as freshmen. And then we have our two transfers. I'll talk a little bit more specifically. Logan from Casper College, she brings strength. She's a little undersized for, like not as tall as some of the other posts and like the five position that she's going to see a little bit more time in this year, but she's just really strong and she has lots of energy and she works so hard. And then Peyton coming from Gonzaga, she is like a little burst of energy and it's just amazing to be around her, and she's a great ball handler and I'm excited to see what she can do. So
yeah, Emily, obviously Wyoming fans are familiar with Chad Muma, and his dad played it at Wyoming at football as well, and even his grandfather played football at Wyoming. Peyton played at Gonzaga. You guys are very familiar with them. Now she's coming home, so to speak. How does that help you in practice just to have another point guard to kind of bounce things off of?
Yeah, and I think to speak on that, she's definitely a Muma, and I think everyone should be really excited to see her within the program. But she's also here to, you know, create her own legacy and really buy into who she is as Peyton Muma and not Chad Muma's sister. And I'm really excited to see, you know, how she can develop this year, and then she's still got two more years after this. So, yeah, I think she's been doing really great, and I've had a lot of fun with her. You know, we can kind of talk about, you know, what we're seeing as point guards, and we're both playing off the ball sometimes as well, so you know, just using each other to get better every single day, and it's really fun to be able to play against her every day.
One thing that I think is cool about Heather is she's not afraid to schedule hard teams in non-conference play and really challenge you guys. Your season opener is going to be against Colorado, which has made some nice NCAA tournament runs in recent years. In Laramie on November 4th, you guys go to BYU. I think you play Creighton and Virginia and have a bunch of road games in December. Allison, what's that like to challenge yourself in non-conference play, especially, and how much are you looking forward to playing the Buffs?
Yeah, we could always go in and play a really easy preseason, dominate those teams, but in the end, in like the long run, it doesn't really help us as a team. So scheduling these harder teams, and it really just helps with postseason games. So like at that high level, if we get that high level of playing at the beginning, we can kind of see what we need to work on for our season and then postseason. And so I'm just really grateful that Coach is not afraid to schedule those games, because it's also a great experience for us girls to get to see those higher programs and get to travel to those places. And they're definitely going to be a challenge, but they're a fun challenge, and we're excited to play them. And then, like you're saying, the Buffs coming in to Laramie, that'll be a great game just to start off our season with a bang and just to see what we can do this year. So,
Emily, you know, Joe Legursky went in the Hall of Fame this year. I think he started it with getting big crowds to women's basketball and creating value for women's basketball. Wyoming kind of a little bit ahead of the curve of what's going on now. But when you see what happened with Caitlin Clark and what's and that sort of thing, and the, just the crowds, and now the interest in the WNBA all of a sudden that's a lot of people have never watched it before are watching. I mean, you guys have your core group of fans that are hardcore. They'll be there no matter what. But do you feel like with this schedule and just the veteranness of the team and the fans know you guys, that you can maybe grow that crowd a little bit more and get, you know, those, like, historic crowds back in the AA?
Yeah, I think the Wyoming Cowgirl fans have always shown up for us. And before I've been here, like you said, with Joe and, you know, with Coach G as well. And it's not something new for us, but I think for sure with our experience, and they should be really excited about the year that we might have. And like you said, a really great non-conference, and then it should be a really fun conference schedule as well. And I think, you know, they've always showed up, so it's nothing new for us, but I'm excited to see how it could go this year.
All right, Allison, let's end on this note. You guys are here in Las Vegas. It's going to be a long journey until March, obviously, and you can't look ahead, but we can look ahead just for a second here. Obviously, the goal is to come back here in March and cut down nets. What do you think the key to accomplishing that goal will be for you guys?
I would say there's two big things, just being more consistent this year, I think. We had potential last year, but we kind of fell short because we would go through slumps. And so being able to recognize that from last year, I think we've been able to improve upon that, and so being consistent would be a big key. And then our key phrase this year is tougher together, and so going through every moment of the season, the highs and lows, being tough and holding on to each other, and like pretty much never letting go of each other, and just growing as a team and creating that bond and trusting each other to do what's best for the team. I think that's going to be our two big goals for this season. So
yeah, what do you think, Emily? I mean, all you've done is win, win, win here, but I imagine your ultimate goal is to play in the NCAA tournament and end on that note. Does this team, does it feel different than other years where you knew you were going to be good, but maybe, you know, you have obstacles, whether it was UNLV or whatever, that you can get over that hump?
Yeah, I think every year that I've been here, we had the potential to go really far, and I think now as a senior, and especially returning a large core of our group, and I think with six seniors, we're really excited to see how far we can go, and really owning and buying into the potential that we could go win a Mountain West Conference championship. And I think for us, it's taking it as far as we want to take it, and it's up to us at this point, and we're really excited to see how far we can go.
All right, guys, thanks for joining the One Wyoming podcast. Good luck.
Thanks, Ryan. So much great excitement for the Cowgirls, six seniors, and there's two of the very best in Emily Melloman, Allison Fertig. Fertig, of course, the co-player of the year preseason. She's been two years all-conference, just an outstanding force for the Cowgirls. Of course, the Mountain West Conference Media Days also host the men's side, so the Cowboys are down there. A lot of different excitement for the Cowboys, of course. A lot of new players, as we know. But Sundance Wicks is back as the head coach. He's brought tremendous excitement to the program. Ryan also had a chance to talk to a couple of Cowboys, Kobe Newton, and Cole Henry.
All right, welcome back to the One Wyoming podcast. I'm at Mountain West Men's Basketball Media Days here in Las Vegas with Cole Henry and Kobe Newton representing Wyoming. Guys, you started at 8 a.m. It's, you know, past lunchtime now. Interviews, social media, photos. Cole, I'll start with you. What was it like, not only in your first year at Wyoming, your last year in college, to come out and represent Wyoming at this event?
You know, I would say it was a dream come true, but I never even dreamt of this. I never knew this was going to happen. I never knew this was the path that was going to happen. So, you know, you'll hear Kobe say it too, but we did not expect to be here. And it's something that we don't take it for granted, man. It's been a great experience. I mean, it's been a long day, but it's been a fun day representing the Pokes and answering questions. And, you know, it's something that I'll never forget for the rest of my life.
Kobe, what was your favorite question, or maybe a question you are tired of answering? What was it like just going through that gauntlet of media?
Favorite question? That's a difficult one. I would say I really like the question on if I had to invite somebody to Thanksgiving, dead or alive, who would it be? Because it just makes you think. It makes you think about people that are present and people that are gone from us. But, I mean, it's been a fun day. Like Cole said, you know, I have an extreme amount of gratuity to be here. Like, and I'm really appreciative to have been chosen to come here and represent Polk Nation, represent the Cowboys. And I'm just happy to be here. And like Cole said, I would have never imagined myself being here 2 years ago, especially, you know, coming from junior college, but just everybody has a different journey. And I'm just glad mine continues to take me to great places.
Yeah, and I think you said Cedric the Entertainer, which obviously would be fun to have at dinner, but then another question, you said you'd like to, you know, hang out with Kobe Bryant, who's unfortunately passed, and Jesus. What's it been like just answering different kinds of questions like that and having fun with social media and stuff?
It's a lot of fun, you know, so it makes you think outside the box. You know, those are questions that you don't normally get asked. I feel like we all kind of have our standard answers to the more generic questions that you'll be asked. And so to get questions like those, it's unique because it makes you think. Makes you dive deep into the depths of your minds and really think about, you know, who would I want to speak to, dead or alive? Who would I want to hang out with? So those type of questions are always fun.
Cole, speaking of unique, I think it's safe to say, and I know the Mountain West coaches, there's a lot of seasoned, very successful coaches, but there's nobody like Sundance Wicks at an event like this. And you were trailing him all day. What's it like to see his energy at an event like this, or is it just like every day in your practice life?
Well, he's impossible to keep up with. I mean, no sleep at all, no coffee at all. He doesn't have to have any of that stuff. And his quote is bring the juice, and he does it every day. There's no fake in him, man. I mean, you could be in a film session or here at Mountain West Media Day, probably back home when he's watching TV. It's the same energy. You're always going to get the same energy. And that's kind of what we respect about him. You know, he's never fake. He's always the same. And that energy is extremely contagious for our team, and it's something that we're going to really, really use to win some games this season.
Yeah, and Kobe's he's very honest with the media. They're like, what's this been like returning to Wyoming? And obviously he started late in the process. You're one of the very few returners from last year's team. And he said, you know, getting 10 new guys in 27 days and then starting practice in July, maybe you guys are a little bit behind, but on the court, how do you think that team bonding, that chemistry experiment is going as the clock ticks towards the season here?
I think we're just trying to focus on continuing to grow every day. I don't think we're trying to rush. I don't think we're trying to look too far ahead. I think for us, the biggest thing for us is just going to be continuing to get better every day, every practice, every film session throughout the year. You know, we don't need to be who we're supposed to be in November. We need to be who we're supposed to be in February and March when we're trying to win big games. So if we can just continue to grow and steadily get better day by day, I think we'll be just fine.
Yeah, Cole, I mean, we've talked about it, but there are some extremely talented pieces on this team, and Sundance has made a big deal about how many big guys you have, and, you know, his line is that the fours are fives and the fives are sixes, and that's something that maybe Wyoming's lacked in recent years is the size to go up against a Boise State or teams like that and hang physically. Just going against Scotty and Oleg and some of the guys in practice, is that a nice building block to have? He's describing it as 90s basketball right now.
It's extremely physical. I've said this a few times in interviews today, but after practices, I'm very sore. It's not just because of my age. It's because of the size we have down there. Scott Abube is a freak athlete on top of the specimen that he is. I mean, he's strong, he's huge, and jumps out the gym. Oleg, 7 foot, block a shot, defend, score at a high rate. Our bigs, we're vets. I mean, a lot of us are older, and we've had experience. Scotty's had experience in the Mountain West, a tough conference. Oleg's been here. So being able to go up against each other every day, you know, iron sharpens iron. So we're extremely excited to see how that will face up in this conference. And we're also very confident that our size and our physicality and our toughness down there is going to outweigh the rest of them.
Kobe, I mean, when there's a coaching change, you can do whatever you want. And I know, obviously, a lot of guys left. We've talked about how many new guys there are. Why did you decide to stick with Wyoming?
I had a pretty good year my first year. Until I had my whole shabagle with MRSA, you know, I was having a pretty good year, and I was enjoying being in Laramie. I was enjoying the community, the people of Laramie. So it wasn't just about the staff. You know, obviously meeting the staff was important for me, but I was like, I'm already in love with the city of Laramie, so that's not a question. The biggest question for me was, will I gel well with Nick, with Wicks? Will I be able to get along with him? And so, you know, I told him, I'm like, look, I just want to sit down face-to-face, man-to-man, see what we're about, see if we're about the same things. And like I said, you know, in our first meeting, I was sold. You know, he had called me over the phone, but it's different over the phone. You know, everybody can kind of sell a persona over the phone. They can sell you what you want to hear over the phone. But sitting down with him in person, getting to really talk to him face-to-face, that was really integral for me in making my decision and staying. And, you know, I was already leaning towards staying because I didn't want to leave. You know, I had no intentions of leaving. But sitting down with him really just reiterated my intentions to be. You know, he had called me over the phone, but it's different over the phone. You know, everybody can kind of sell a persona over the phone. They can sell you what you want to hear over the phone. But sitting down with him in person, getting to really talk to him face to face, that was really integral for me in making my decision and staying. And, you know, I was already leaning towards staying because I didn't want to leave. You know, I had no intentions of leaving. But sitting down with him really just reiterated my intentions to be here and be a Wyoming Cowboy and graduate a Wyoming Cowboy.
And you mentioned your health scare last year a little bit, but I remember that night when, you know, you were missing. I think you were probably in the hospital, and yeah. Jeff Linder's like, well, yeah, Kobe's he's not doing well. We're a little worried about him. What was that like, and how worried were you about your health?
Well, I was scary. I lost an uncle to staph infection complications over the years. And so if you know anything about staph, you know MRSA is kind of the big bug. And MRSA can be antibiotic resistant. And so, you know, there was a lot of fear. There was a lot of anxiety for me. And I was in the hospital for 10 days. You know, I was away from my dog. I was away from my apartment. And so it was really hard. You know, one of the main things that got me through that was my girlfriend, Nikki. You know, she was there every day. Like, she did things I can't even describe to you of helping me and helping me bathe and all that. Like, she was my rock. She was an absolute just trooper. And so her presence alone, people a lot of times underrate just the ministry of presence and how important just somebody being present can be for you. Because my mind got negative really quick. You know, when you hear MRSA, you know, I'm thinking my leg's gonna have to get cut off. But she just kept me positive every day. She kept me fighting every day. And so I can't do anything but just thank her more than anything for just being there for me. And then my teammates were really good to me. They showed up every day. Even Linder, you know, I said in my post, he was showing up twice a day most of the time. And he would just sit there with me for an hour, 2 hours, and just shoot the crap with me. So I'm really appreciative of the support that I had from not just my staff, the community of Wyoming. You know, I was getting a lot of nice messages on Twitter, like, and that was one of the things that made me want to stay. Like, there's a genuine love and support outside of sports that you get from Wyoming fans, and it's something that you can't take for granted.
Yeah, along those lines, what would it mean to you? Obviously, Sundance is going to do his part to get the students back. He'll be on campus, you know, handing out pizzas or whatever he's going to do. But what would it mean to you to experience, you know, the Dome of Doom? I mean, you probably had little pockets of it last year, but if you guys, you know, are the blue-collar, hardworking team, I think the fans are going to get behind Sonny and you guys.
I'm so excited. I remember when I first committed here, or I was considering committing here from Fullerton, I just watched a bunch of old games. And one of the main games I watched was the Colorado State game from 21-22. And it was just a back-and-forth game. I think it went to overtime. And you guys ended up pulling out was when you guys were both rolling. Colorado State, I think, was 7-2 or something like 13-2, and then Wyoming was 13-2. So just if I was ever able to experience that, it would just mean the world to me, because those environments you can't beat. They're lifelong memories. You'll be able to say forever, you know, I played in front of a sold-out Dome of Doom, and it's just, you can't beat it. You can't beat it.
Cole, of course, you fit right in because you love hunting and fishing, as you've been talking about with Sonny here, but what's been your experience like now that you've been in Laramie for a little while? And I know you want to be a coach after this, but what's it been like transitioning, probably with the help of Kobe, and getting all these new guys lined up to have a competitive Mountain West season?
It's been awesome, man. Like I said, I love Wyoming. I love to hunt and fish, so the scenery is incredible. You don't get mountains in Iowa, so being able to, when I landed, I was emotional looking at the mountains. Like, I cannot believe I get to play here. Every off day, I go up to the Snowy Mountain Range and fish for trout. It's beautiful. And the summer, we golfed every day, me, Kobe, and Court. Got out on the links. You know, making those friendships is a huge thing, especially when you come from a place where I was so comfortable at Northern Iowa with all my friends and my family and being close, and then coming out here completely alone. Building those relationships up from the ground immediately, and then fast forward a few months and we're brothers now and we get to experience stuff like this. And you know, I just can't wait to get started, because this bond that I've built with my teammates only helps us in the games, and this bond that I've built with the town and the city and the fans is only going to continue to grow with the season. And we just can't wait to play in front of our Wyoming fans, and just, you know, I'm so excited to get started, really.
All right, before I let you guys eat, one final question. You know, Kobe kind of touched on it. You want to be the complete product in March, not necessarily November. It's going to be a work in progress. But over these next couple weeks before the games start counting, what do you think, you know, as a quote-unquote player coach, Cole, what do you think you guys need to do to get on the same page before the season?
We're extremely skilled. I mean, I have not played on a team that's as skilled as this one. I played on a few conference championship teams in Northern Iowa. I think the things we need to work on now is just bringing all of our personalities together and meshing them. You know, sometimes in practice we have days where some guys might have a bad day going and let that, you know, ruin their day. And I think the biggest thing for us, like I said, is we're from all different walks of life. Iowa, Washington, Oregon, St. Louis, Colorado, all over the place, you know, Florida with Nigel. And being able to bring all of our cultures, all of our personalities together into one big working machine that Sonny Wicks is driving, you know, I think it's going to be a challenge for us. But I think every day we're getting closer, especially in the last 2 weeks. We've made tremendous strides in that field. I think that's the biggest thing for us, because talent-wise, skill-wise, and experience especially-wise, we're there. We're already there. So making all of our experiences can combine into the big working machine I talked about, that's the biggest thing we need to work on.
Yeah, and Kobe, we touched on the bigs, but I mean, Obi is a really good point guard. He's played a lot of basketball. He's very consistent in practice. Obviously, you're a great defender. You can shoot threes. Wicks calls you the sniper. Dante Allen is super talented. Nesbitt, I really like watching him practice. He really has an edge about him. Yeah. And, you know, this is his last ride, too. And all you guys want to finish on a high note and before you get out of here. But can you just talk about how you want to lead the backcourt and mesh with these big guys?
Yeah, like I said, just my experience in the league and just helping these guys navigate the difference, because everybody took a jump. Everybody took a jump in competitiveness. You know, Obi came from the Division II level, so now he's got a chip on his shoulder to prove that he belongs to this level. Jordan came from a lower conference, and now he's at Mountain West. Even though he's been in a Power 5 conference before, you know, he went to Memphis, went to St. Louis. He's been in great conferences before. He's trying to prove that he's not just talented, but he can be efficient. He can be a good player. Dante Allen, you know, he's kind of got something to prove too. He obviously went to Kentucky, highly touted up high school, went down to West Kentucky. Now he's trying to go back up a level and show, hey, like, I'm still this guy that was a five-star at one point. And so we all have something to prove. Myself, being a JUCO product, having half my year cut off last year, like, we have a lot to prove in that backcourt. And so it's exciting when you get all of those chips all on the same page, and that hunger level just continues to rise. And you see it in practice. We push each other, and we're battling, we're competing. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what we can do.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining the One Wyoming podcast. It was fun watching you guys down here in Vegas, and should be an entertaining season. Good luck.
There's a couple of thoughtful Cowboys and pretty good basketball players, too. Lots of excitement for the Cowgirls. Lots of excitement for the Cowboys. It's coming up pretty soon. Thanks for listening, everybody. Ryan will be back next week for another edition of One Wyoming Podcast. Take care, everyone.